Good day, students. Welcome to our today's e-learning. This is for those in GS3. Our today's topic is spoken English, the wo and ye, as can be seen above, wo and ye, as written above. The two sounds wo and ye are among the English consonant sounds. They are among the English consonant sounds. They can equally be identified as glide, glide, according to their manner of articulation. That is how they are being pronounced. But the ye is further identified as palatal. Palatal, while wo is a labial velar, according to their place of articulation. That is where the production place, where the production takes place. What do we mean by glide? Glide in phonetics simply means to pass with a glide as pertaining to voice. Passing with a glide as pertaining to voice. While palatals are sounds that are articulated at the hard palate. The hard palate, there is a part of the mouth, group of the mouth called hard palate. Labial velar, on the other hand, are consonants that involves the contraction of the labial during pronunciation. Labia is equally one of the organs of speech in your mouth, speech organs. So it involves the contraction of the labia during pronunciation and articulated at the soft palate and are articulated at the soft palate. Now, coming back to what we are talking about, both the wo and ye, both of them are equally identified as semi-voiced. Why are they called semi-voiced? In contrast to our first identification, which we said that they are consonant sounds, they are called semi-voiced because of their similarity, because of the similarity between their production and that of the voiced. When a consonant sound has a similar way of being produced with that of voice, they are known as semi-voice. So, wo has a similarity with the production of the vowel oo, that is the long vowel oo, while ye has a similarity in production of, with that of what, e. The wo and ye are further equal identified as voice sounds because they are produced with vibration in the throat, vibration in the throat. Remember, it's only consonant sound that has vibration. Now, let's just give examples of words where these sounds can be found. Some words where these sounds can be found. The wo, for instance, can be found in a word like way, way, W-A-Y, that the sound is in the letter W there. World, word, win, win, win. When you listen to the pronunciation, win, Q-U-E-E-N, there is wo there. And other English words. Why the year? On the other hand, can be found in some English words like yet, y-e-t, lawyer, few, you can hear if you listen to everyone, then you, new words and other English words. Then the word can be spelled. Let's talk about the ways of spelling the sounds. Remember the importance of knowing the ways of spelling a particular sound. This is to help you to identify the sound in any word among other words, that among other group of words. For instance, wo can be found in letter W as in aware, aware, aware. It can also be found in WH as in what, what. WQ as in square, square, square. Letter Q as in where, square. Letter U as in persuade, persuade. Then in an unusual way, that's when you talk about unusual way, that is not always. Unusual way, it can be found letter O as in one, O-N-E, one. There are equally some places where you ought not to look for wo. That means the W there are the wo. It's silent in the letter W there, or the wo cannot be found in letter W in words like answer. So it is silent there. Who, ho, sod, S-W-O-R-D, sod, no wo. Whom, whose, and other words. The ye, on the other hand, can be spelled with letter Y, as in youth, youth. Letter I, savior, savior. Letter U, duty, duty. Letter UE, value, value. Letter EW, nephew, nephew. Letter EU, Europe, Europe. Eucharist, Eucharist. And it's unusual in letter EA. Remember, unusual means it's not always there, but sometimes can be found in letter EA as in beauty, beauty. Now let's look at contrast between the two sounds, wo and ye. We can make a contrast between them using the following pairs of words here: well in wo and yell in ye, wet and yet, woke and yoke, won and yawn, woo and you. So what are we trying to explain? Now these two sounds are consonant sounds, but they are equally called semi-vowels because of their similarity, of the similarity between their production and the vowels U for wo and E for ye. Both of them are voice sounds because they are produced with vibration in the throat. When further to give some examples of words with the sounds wo and ye, and we further identify different ways of spelling the sounds, like that of wo, which can be spelled with letter W. The ways of spelling is simply mean where the sounds can be letters or alphabets that can give us the sounds in words or English words. So we said that letter W can give us wo, WH wo, QU wo, U wo, and in unusual way, sometimes O giving us wo. Then ye can equally, on the other hand, can be spelled with letter ye, letter dub Y, letter I, letter U, letter UE, EW, EU, and in an unusual way, EA. We finally conclude with the contrast between the sounds, giving pairs of words having almost but not the same way of being pronounced, differentiating them with the sounds well, yell, wet, yet, woke, yoke, won, yawn, woo, you. Now, your assignment follows below. There is a typewritten assignment followed below, where you are asked to identify or to group some words, putting them in the normal or the correct table. Thank you and God bless you. I'm your English teacher, Mrs. Emeka.